7 Reasons Not to Trust Elon Musk Over Donald Trump. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 6, 2025. Elon Musk threw an incredible tantrum aimed at President Donald Trump on Thursday. In attacks ranging from taking credit for Trump's election to accusing Trump of being a pedophile, Musk thoroughly burned his bridges with the MAGA movement. But there are many reasons why those confused by Musk's outbursts about Trump should remain solidly on the president's side. On Thursday, the world watched as President Donald Trump and Elon Musk got into a public spat, each one catapulting their remarks from their own social media platform. Angry over the big beautiful bill, Musk took to X, where he claimed to be the sole reason why Trump was elected for a second term, and accused the president of lacking gratitude. Trump responded by floating the idea of canceling Musk's government subsidies and calling the Tesla CEO crazy in Truth Social posts, to which Musk reacted by issuing a low blow, claiming the president is in the Epstein files, which he said is the real reason they have not been made public. Musk even threatened to cripple America's space capabilities by decommissioning the SpaceX Dragon capsule. While Musk may have played a significant role in buying X and publicly positioning himself as a defender of free speech, as well as going to bat for Trump in the 4 months leading up to the 2024 presidential election, the tech billionaire has proven over time that he will always act in ways that serve his personal interests. Here are the top 7 reasons why the MAGA movement should reconsider their trust in Elon Musk. Number 1, Musk maintains deep ties to China. Elon Musk, who has a strong track record of praising communist China, has stated that he expects a Chinese car company is most likely to be second in breaking into the global EV market in the way Tesla has, claiming they work the hardest, and they work the smartest. In 2023, the billionaire entrepreneur also pledged to uphold core socialist values and compete fairly in China's fast-growing car market, lauding what he called the wisdom and determination of Chinese AI researchers, despite the country's hostile stance toward the U.S. This agreement came in response to a directive from Beijing that aimed to end a protracted price war that has been upsetting the sector. Tesla, meanwhile, had cut prices multiple times in China. Additionally, Musk and his EV company Tesla have shared full-blown praise of the Chinese Communist Party on Weibo, China's equivalent to X. The company has continually expanded its manufacturing operations in the country. Number 2, Tesla EV fires started long before anti-Trump crazies began a domestic terrorism campaign. As the public watched anti-Trump and anti-Musk activists firebomb Tesla vehicles in the earlier part of the year, it is important to remember that EVs have long been considered unsafe due to the risk of battery fires, and Tesla vehicles have been blowing themselves up or catching on fire spontaneously for many years, as documented by Breitbart News. The danger is constantly evolving, such as the revelation that storms in coastal areas can turn Teslas into ticking time bombs. Number 3, SpaceX controls a space monopoly while Musk's rockets blow up. As Breitbart News reported, Musk's SpaceX suffered another setback as its Starship launch exploded during a test flight last month, marking the third consecutive failure for the ambitious rocket project. And while Musk's rockets blow up, the SpaceX CEO boasts that his company might exceed 90% of all Earth payload to orbit later this year. Having one company with such a dominant market position is trouble in any industry, let alone one crucial to national security. This became clear when Musk threatened to decommission the Dragon capsule, currently America's only option to send people into orbit. Number 4, Musk had an all-out meltdown over H-1B visas in December. Musk shared a message in December to those who want to end the H-1B visa program, declaring, "Fuck yourself in the face," channeling the 2008 comedy film Tropic Thunder. Following Musk's fiery defense of H-1B visas, it had come to light that Tesla had replaced U.S. employees with foreign workers holding the very H-1B visas that Musk lashed out at conservatives for not supporting. The Tesla CEO has a growing vested financial interest in the federal government continuing the highly controversial H-1B visa program that imports foreign workers, mostly from India, to take white-collar American jobs, according to recent data. Number 5, this is not the first time Musk has turned on Trump. As Breitbart News reported, Trump put Musk on a White House advisory council during his first term in office, which the billionaire made a big show of quitting after Trump announced the U.S. exit from the Paris Climate Agreement. Musk said at the time, leaving Paris is not good for America or the world. This episode, forgotten by many, demonstrates that Musk reacts poorly when he doesn't get his way. Like the EV credits axed by the Big Beautiful Bill, the Paris Climate Treaty was part of the global campaign to force consumers to adopt EVs, which would put money in Musk's pocket. Number 6, President Trump was calling Musk a bullshit artist as recently as 2022. President Trump called Musk a bullshit artist at his Alaska rally in 2022, in reference to the tech billionaire trying to pull out of his deal to buy Twitter, as well as his claims of voting for a Republican for the first time. "He's got himself a mess, you know," he said the other day. "I've never voted for a Republican. I said I didn't know that. He told me he voted for me. So he's another bullshit artist, but he is not going to be buying it. Although he might later," Trump said of the Tesla CEO. "Who the hell knows what's going to happen? He's got a pretty rotten contract," the president added. "I looked at his contract, not a good contract. Sign up for Truth Social. We love Truth." Number 7, Musk has a checkered relationship with drugs which may impact his behavior. Last year, Musk told former CNN reporter Don Lemon that he is almost always not sober when posting on X late at night, and disclosed he uses the drug ketamine to treat possible symptoms of depression. After Lemon asked about ketamine, Musk said he has a prescription for the drug, before pushing back, calling it pretty private to ask someone about a medical prescription. Musk described times when I have a sort of a negative chemical state in my brain. Like depression, I guess, adding that ketamine can be helpful for alleviating a negative frame of mind. After being asked if he thinks he ever abuses the drug, Musk answered that he doesn't believe so. "If you've used too much ketamine, you can't really get work done," he said, adding, "I have a lot of work." In a 2023 X post, Musk said, "I have serious concerns about SSRIs, as they tend to zombify people," adding, "Occasional use of ketamine is a much better option, in my opinion. I have a prescription for when my brain chemistry sometimes goes super negative," the billionaire said. Last month, Musk appeared to flip on the issue, insisting, "I tried prescription ketamine a few years ago," adding, "It helps for getting out of dark mental holes, but haven't taken it since then. I am not taking drugs," the tycoon exclaimed. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.